Thursday, January 12, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. January USDA Report Review. USDA put the final corn yield at 174.6 bushel per acre, adjusted lower from 175.3 in December. I don't think anyone else came closer to that than ISU climatologist Dr. Elwin Taylor. That put 2016 corn production at 15.148 billion bushel, off 78 million from December. USDA decreased feed usage by 50 million, increased the ethanol corn crush by 25 million, and left exports unchanged. That resulted in a 2.355 billion bushel projected carryover. They found quarterly stocks of 12.38 billion bushel, which is slightly above the average trade estimate. They reduced world corn stocks by 1.3 million metric ton to 221 million. The Chinese tariff increased on distillers' grain will reduce DDG exports to China by 1 million metric ton. There are no fireworks here. USDA did reduce the supply side of the balance sheet slightly, but did nothing for demand, which is where the improvement to the balance sheet needed to come from. The livestock feeding industry has been struggling to make a profit despite cheap corn. They are all overproducing relative to profitability, so are using all the feed that they can without going broke. Exports are maxed out if South America produces the corn crop expected. The USDA left the Argentine corn crop at 36.5 million metric ton, and Brazil was left at 86.5 million. That would be a combined increase of 27 million metric ton from last year in South American corn production, which is the equivalent of another 1.06 billion bushels of corn to compete against U.S. corn again for exports. The only bright spot is demand for ethanol, but production capacity is maxed out. They have to build new plants to meet ethanol export demand, and that takes 18 months. The disappointment is that cheap corn to this point has not had much impact curing low prices to materially change the balance sheet. Bulls needed to see low prices spur 300 million bushels of corn, more demand from someplace, and USDA didn't find it. Farmers will now hold on to the crop and wait for weather someplace. That takes patience and equity. Demand has been slower to improve than many hoped for to bring the cure for low prices. There's a lot of room to reduce U.S. corn acreage next season. Winter wheat acreage was off sharply at 42.4 million, down 3.7 from last year. Ending stocks for wheat were put at 1.186 billion, down 43 million from December. Yet world wheat ending stocks increased by 1.2 million metric ton to 253.3 million, up from 240.5 million a year ago. They plant less wheat here in the U.S., yet world stocks stay burdensome. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. USDA reduced harvested soybean acres by 300,000 and reduced the 2016 soybean yield from 52.5 bushel per acre to 52.1. The combined impact of acres and yield reduced 2016 soybean production 54 million bushel to 4.307 billion. USDA left major demand components of the soybean balance sheet generally unchanged. Ending stocks were reduced by 60 million bushel to 420 million. World ending stocks were decreased by just 600,000 metric ton to 82.3. USDA left the Argentine soybean production estimate unchanged at 57 million metric ton and increased the soybean crop 2 million metric ton to 104. Guys, we are going to see a huge reduction in corn and wheat acres that will be enticing to grow soybeans at what the market is offering as a profitable price. Add 4 million acres to soybeans this season, and at 50 bushel per acre, that's 200 million bushel larger production. There is nothing in basis levels to indicate crushers are short of beans. We'll see if the rains come as forecast in Brazil. Year-to-year carryovers increase 618 million bushels for corn, 223 million bushels for soybeans, and 210 million bushels for wheat. I don't find any of that bullish in years in which quarterly ending stocks grow so much year to year. Spring rallies are hard to generate. Farmers are storing bins full of corn while elevators are dealing with outside piles, and end users have plenty of supply. Besides that, they gain control of corn that they need through price later contracts without having to bid for it. The bottom line from the January updated balance sheet is that the improvement in demand hoped for from low prices didn't materialize. Hope is not going to cut it as a marketing plan. The next 40-week cycle low is due late this month in corn keeps us from pressing the market. I did advance my 2017 new crop cash soybean sales on strength. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.